It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I just, I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It sounds really fun.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's like a weight has been lifted. Celibacy is the way to go, man. Andy had it right. You know, look at him. He looks younger than all of us, but he's 10 years older. Why? It's because he's never had a relationship. No she-devil sucked his life force out yet.
So you're gay now?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just celibate.
That sounds gay. I just want you to know that this is, like, the first conversation of, like, 3 conversations that leads to you being gay. Like, there's this, and then in a year it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of gonna want to get back out there, but I think I like guys. And then there's the big, oh, I'm a gay guy now.
You're gay for saying that.
I'm gay for saying that.
You know how I know you're gay?
How? How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts.
You know how I know you're gay? You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay. You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You like the movie Made in Manhattan?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
I saw you make a spinach dip in a loaf of sourdough bread once.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when the are in my face.
That's gay?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, the password for today's show,
yes,
at least the beginning of it, will be focus.
Yeah, nice with your neck stretching there. Is that what you're doing? Are you stretching your neck?
I seem to be caught up in a sporting event, and I will explain later. But
you know, we could play a game.
What's that?
Because during the open, I could go and see how fast you turn around. Because yeah, I can see the television.
All right, here it is. We have a TV monitor in the studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me get the preliminaries out of the way here. We got Buzz here.
Hi.
Got Rob here.
I do.
Beth Ann somewhere in the building. I don't know where she is. Sure. Here is our phone number. Call it, won't you? 877-365-3636. So much to cover on today's show. So much to talk about.
Plenty. Yes.
We have things that happened Friday to talk about. Mm-hmm. We have things that are going to happen tomorrow to talk about.
Cool.
We have things, a huge event happening on Wednesday throughout the entire radio station here in Washington, D.C. that we need
exciting
to talk about. But for now, yesterday I played my first round of golf that I played in 4 or 5 months. With my back surgery and with everything was fine.
Good.
And I would have been fine today. I would not even be hurting if I hadn't had a fall.
Oh, no.
Now, what? Friday night was the night I was supposed to have a fall, but I had me a fall last night, cold sober.
Did you have a horrible fall?
A horrible fall. The password is stay drunk the entire weekend and you won't fall.
You should have.
But I fell and my back's a little tender today, but because of that fall. But by playing yesterday afternoon, you get home and they've got the U.S. Open on. And because it's the national championship for golf, and I look in occasionally, it's fine. And you got it going down to the wire between the greatest golfer of all time, a guy that I'm a fan of, Tiger Woods.
Right.
But then Tiger comes up against Rocco Mediate. Rocco Mediate, you are looking live.
Rocco.
At Torrey Pines National Golf Club. I don't know if it's national, it just sounds better.
Yeah.
Yes, the marine layer has lifted off Torrey Pines here on a beautiful afternoon outside of San Diego, California. Here he is, the legend, the man himself, more majors than anybody can shake a stick at. I'm talking about Tiger Woods going up against the Cinderella story, Rocco Mediate. He'll be the oldest man to win a U.S. Open at the age of 45. Anyway, I get caught up in all this.
I think Torrey Pines sounds like a bowel condition.
Torrey Pines.
I got a bad case of Torrey Pines.
We haven't found a cure for Torrey Pines, but there is help with your donations. No.
If you love him, you'll help him.
All right, the Tiger.
Oh,
look.
Just missed the cup. I believe they just tied it.
They just tie?
Because I think Rocco birdied that hole.
Now, do we get in trouble? We get in trouble if we turn that audio on, right?
Cannot carry that audio.
Cannot carry that audio.
Clearly, you have the fairway fever.
I'm watching the U.S. Open, and I'm going crazy with that. What are you doing?
After 14, they're both one over, Mike.
You're going to turn it off? No, don't turn it off. I'm being honest
here. It's the subject of the show.
I'm talking about the fact that, you see, where were you? We didn't talk to that. Now she's effing with me.
And why isn't she in here?
You're supposed to be in here at the beginning of it. All right, she's got stuff to do.
What's his name?
Hold on. Let me see. What's with that opening movie?
Ladies and gentlemen, other things are more important than you to Beth Ann.
I understand. Let's go to Eric somewhere in the bowels of Maryland. Eric, what do you mean, what's with that opening movie?
I don't know what movie that was from, that line. What movie?
Oh, 40-year-old Virgin.
Casablanca.
That's what it was.
Yes.
I appreciate it. All right.
No,
thank you.
No problem. So I'm watching the U.S. Open. The 45-year-old guy. The old guy.
Golf?
Yes, I'm watching it yesterday. You are looking live. The old guy, Rocco Media, 45, would be the oldest guy to win a U.S. Open. Of course, immediately, all my Tiger fandom goes out the window because it's the old guy.
Yeah.
You want to see the old guy win.
The underdog.
Well, they end up tying.
Of course.
And in a U.S. Open, unlike other golf tournaments, when they tie, they go to an 18-hole playoff, which they are playing as we speak. I probably shouldn't be talking to you about this because you'll be driving home, won't be listening to this show, you'll be turning your televisions on. The fact is,
it's
happening now. Rob, are they tied now?
It is tied, and it is the Superman versus the Everyman.
It is the Superman versus the Everyman. I mean, you have Tiger. Now, albeit with a knee injury, you've got him struggling, but when he struggles, he's still better than 99% of the golfers.
I don't believe he has a knee injury.
Then you have Rocco. You have Rocco Media, who is really the Everyman. I mean, not only is he, kind of schlubby, but he's wearing a peace sign belt buckle. A 45-year-old guy with a peace sign belt buckle.
Right.
He's got all the badges from the other tournaments he's played on that are stuck to his hat. He's got that weird goofy smile, and he's got mitts.
Yeah, he does.
He's got breasts like me,
and he's tied with Tiger Woods.
So I've been having a little trouble, especially right before the show, trying to focus because one of the things when we moved over here to Fairfax, we have a lovely giant screen television that's right here in the studio. But I will be a professional. I will turn my back to it, Rob.
Very good.
And I will focus on the broadcast, even though I am kind of into this. And I'm into this because I'm an old guy myself, and we love to see the old guys win. Who doesn't want to see the old guy win? Some people might not want to see the old
Maybe.
Guy win.
It's the youth
you follow
today.
Golf. You watch a lot of TV on golf. Golf on TV, I
absolutely.
Say.
This is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I like the thing I don't like about Tiger is that it's just so
We know the thing you don't like about Tiger.
The second issue is that it's just taken for granted that he wins all the time. Mm-hmm. So that makes me want to root against him. He is a man of mixed race, Mike.
Underdog story.
This is Rob's latest Asian music that he's brought in today.
Didn't have to reach far, did we?
I know. I didn't think it'd be coming into the show this early. This is when you want to think about Asian cultures in America, listen to this music, and this is what plays inside of Rob's head when you think all things Asian.
Well, I've been researching the Asian culture by renting some Charlie Chan movies.
God,
fantastic.
That off best way.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Rob in Albuquerque. Rob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Rob?
Hey, Mike, I'm great. I've been on the show before. I wrote a book called Daddy Needs a Drink.
Daddy Needs a Drink.
I remember him.
That's a wonderful, wonderful tome. We really enjoyed that. We did, Rob.
Well, thank you very little. But, hey, I was going to ask Rob how his Father's Day went.
It was fine. It was fine.
Hey, Rob, I thought you, what about, I'm a dad, too, you son of a bitch. How come you didn't ask me how my Father's Day was?
Because you call me son of a bitch every time I call on the show.
Well, how about I call you this? There you go. Bye-bye. Have a nice day, Rob, with two Bs. Let's go to Corey in Kansas. Corey.
I don't think he's a two-beat, Rob.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Corey. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to tell you a quick story, if I could, about the it had to do with the Buzz saying on the other day on the Buzz News about Anheuser-Busch selling out to Brazil and Belgium, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. To the InBev Corporation.
I went to the bar that night, and I mentioned that fact to one of my buddies after we had gotten good and tipsy.
Yeah,
good and tipsy.
That was the last thing I remember. He knocked me out. It started a fight in the bar.
Now hold on, Corey.
He didn't believe you?
We need more information here. You bring up to your buddy that Budweiser... Is your buddy like a turbo Budweiser fan?
Well, we all drink Bud Light here.
Okay.
It's the number one beer in America.
That says something right there, though. I mean, I know the different delineations of beer, and so...
I have one in my hand right now.
I enjoy the Bud Light as well.
It's the number one beer.
Way to make it a long weekend, Corey. So why did he get so upset?
Because I guess he was just upset that Bud Light isn't from America anymore.
But why'd he take it out on you? It's not your fault they're moving.
We were all hammered, and him, we're Irish, too, and, you know, we mess around like that. And
I can't relate to that at all.
It did start a big fight, though. There's about 30 people in a big fight in the bar.
In your circle of friends.
30 people?
Corey, in your circle of friends, are you an a-hole?
No, I'm a
badass. Tell the truth.
Do you start crap? Have you done it before?
No, I haven't started a fight in a very, very long time.
A very long time is the key word. He's gone. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something.
If
any of my news stories are starting bar fights, we're doing something right.
We are doing something right. You're on a roll. I mean, what can I say? I mean,
the
Buzz Burbank roll, nobody can doubt that. Here's the deal. On Friday's show, and I'm not going to say here's the deal anymore. On Friday's show,
I'll miss it.
Buzz said he had 5 Buzz Babes that were booked for the show that he was confident in that would show up for the broadcast.
Guaranteed 5.
Right. Mr. Burbank, ladies and gentlemen, delivered all five. These women, they were beautiful. They were funny.
Mm-hmm.
They liked to have a good time.
Wonderful.
They were handsome women.
They sure are.
They tried on the Mike O'Mara Buzz Babe thongs.
Yes, they did.
Notice how I'm like throwing my name in on this.
Please do.
Notice how I'm just trying to piggyback on this.
That is the idea.
The success of this. And we have huge plans now. Huge, ginormous plans.
Huge plans for
the Buzz Babes. We are not only going to be sending the Buzz Babes out on their own, they'll be going out with us to different venues.
Right.
They will be participating in a lot of our events that we're doing.
Charity stuff.
And they will be opening an ice cream parlor.
They will be opening an ice cream parlor. They will be traveling all over. They'll be covering the floods in Iowa. They will be out there, you know, doing everything for everybody. We're very, very excited about that.
Yeah, we sure are.
Let's go to Bruce in Spokane. Bruce, you're on the air.
You know, even the waitress at TGI Fridays thinks Rocco has too much flair on.
Yeah, now let me see. When I say
too much
flair.
From Office Space? What's that movie, sir?
The tournament badges?
Sir?
But we need an explanation, Bruce.
Bruce?
Well, that's what restaurant people call the little badges and pins.
But what's the movie that had Jennifer Aniston in it?
Oh, gosh.
So you think does the waitress really think Rocco's a little too flashy? Is that what it is?
Well, it's just a little goony, but he's a great golfer.
See, that's the thing. It's goony, and that's what I like about it.
That's the
appeal. Not flashy. I'm looking at him right now.
No.
And he's got the, you know what he's got? He's got the pins from the U.S. Open on his hat. That's his only real flash.
He's dressed a little like Tiger today.
He is only a Tiger schlub.
Yeah, like fat Tiger.
Tiger schlub. All right, he just hit a shot here. Let's see. He's looking at it. He's moving the other way, which means it might not be right on.
Out for balance.
Oh, that's another birdie putt. Another birdie putt at Torrey Pines, and they're all even up.
This is the 15th hole through 14 tied at 1-0.
Oh, my God. This is really a major
sporting
event.
It seems
like
the round is going fast.
It is a very fast round.
Well,
I guess
with only 2 people.
Yeah, there's nobody else on the golf course.
Well, there was one foursome ahead of them.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I should stop. I'm really being unprofessional. Let's
go disagree.
To Vaughn and Modesto.
Vaughn.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Best
How
call
are you?
Of the day coming up.
Hello, Vaughn.
Hey, Mike. Seem like with Tiger Woods golf, he just hates being out there. He loathes golfing.
You know,
he wants nothing better to do than get back on his yacht and bang his supermodel wife.
I'll tell you what I think. When I look at Tiger, and I watched this yesterday, it seems like Tiger doesn't enjoy anything up until when he wins.
He seemed to enjoy yesterday tying it up.
He liked to tie it up, but that's the only time you saw him with any kind of pleasant.
Very
meanwhile,
demonstrative
Rocco,
even for him.
Rocco's out there just going, huh, I hit a big divot.
That was really good.
But Tiger is Tiger. I mean, you got to remember what he has to deal with all the time. I mean, he's got people that are clamming for him. I went to a U.S. Open, and I vowed
You did not make the cut.
I didn't make the cut, Rob.
I'm sorry.
But I played in a pro-am.
I know you did.
I have played in a pro-am.
Office Space was the movie you were looking for. We got some IMs about
Yeah,
that.
I thought it might have been.
The U.S. Open with Tiger in it, this guy has double, triple, quadruple the galleries of anybody
sure.
else. Mm-hmm. Everybody, and the kind of people, unfortunately, that follow Tiger are many times the same people who go there and go, "You the man!"
Oh, yeah.
That don't give a rat's ass about what they're watching and just want to hear their voices on TV.
Yeah.
And Tiger deals with that crap all the time. I mean, it's got to be frustrating for him. So he doesn't look like he's enjoying himself. And yesterday, this guy's right. He didn't look like he was having a particularly good time. You look over at Rocco. Well, Rocco's, this is once in a lifetime.
Top of the world, right. Sure.
Tiger, it's a notch in his belt. I mean, Tiger wins these things.
And how long does Rocco have to live?
Rocco looks like he's in very good health.
He seems okay.
Rocco's the kind of guy that you give Rocco 6 more years.
Yes.
Rocco's going to look like Abe Vigoda. Let's go to Jim, Rochester, New York. Hello, Jim. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how's it going? Your show's great, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys are rocking. If you are possible, can you give us the updates like you are throughout the rest of the round? And if possible, can you do it in Vice President Noah Daniels' voice?
You know, I'm really hey Noah Daniels.
Or Jermaine.
I like to play. Out. Like to play a little golf right now. First of all, if I was like to give you blow by blow, play by play, that is illegal.
Uh-huh.
And because this is a network show, they would even though it's a limited network show, they'd come down on me pretty hard. But we'll give you updates and let you know
the score.
We'll let you know how the score is going, and we'll keep you posted on that. All right, a major, major announcement right here at WJFK.
Yes.
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you have?
WJFK and the true TV show Black Gold.
Texas Tea.
Are giving away, I wish I had reverb, thousands of dollars in free gas.
Did that work?
That didn't work at all.
It was perfect.
That proved to very, very skillfully muddle the message, though.
Okay.
We're giving away thousands of dollars in free gas. You know you wanted to do it again.
Yeah, we're just trying.
You were so ready to do it again. Thousands.
Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. I'm biting firmly on my tongue.
This is really a lot of fun, and particularly for this show, I want to thank CK and all the people here at the station that have made us the focal point of this. All you have to do is listen all day this Wednesday, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. We will give away $100 of free gas every single hour. Now that's with the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, and I like the fact that on this copy is this McBrinian copy?
I don't know.
Because I'm not sure whether they have changed their name to Big and Dukes.
I'm really not sure.
Sounds like something from a fast food restaurant.
That's with the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, and until 4 in the afternoon with us. Then, and here we go. Listen to this.
Yes.
From 3 till 5 during our show on Wednesday, we'll give away $5,000 worth of free gas at a certain local gas station.
Cool.
Very cool.
But you need to listen tomorrow afternoon at 5 to find out where. Then to get your free gas from True TV's Black Gold and WJFK. Series premiere of Black Gold this Wednesday night. Drilling begins at 10 o'clock. That is another one that actually looks very, very good.
That's the show.
Yeah, it's a reality program along the lines of Deadliest Catch and Ice Road Truckers.
Right.
But these are roughnecks. These are tough boys.
This has got Matthew McConaughey's brother on it. He's got a weird name like Starbuck or Rooster or something.
Rooster, that's
it. Is it?
Yes. And he's a legitimate roughneck, like an oil drilling guy. All right, so the drilling begins
at
10.
But he wears a shirt.
It's a... Remember, Rob, it's not reality. It's actuality. So lots of dollars in gas. Who doesn't want that right now? That's
going to
be happening this Wednesday all day long.
Just
here
to listen.
Our station in Washington, D.C., the Junkies, then Big O and Dukes, and then we get to give away a whole big chunk of gasoline. Now, getting back to Friday, we were delighted with all the buzz babes that we had in here on Friday. Want to thank Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Want to thank Megan.
Right.
Want to thank Kaz.
Right.
Want to thank McKetzie.
Very good.
And I want to thank Kristen.
Exactly. Yes. Very good, Mike. That's all five.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty strong.
By memory? Well,
I can remember that, but I have to ask you guys, did we have a good time on Friday night?
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah, we all did, actually.
Really? Everybody was happy?
Yeah, very much so.
Delighted.
I didn't argue with some guy about the fact that Budweiser was being taken over, and I got into a fist fight and 30 people were involved
in it. I don't recall that.
No, it was another topic, but it was quickly diffused, and that's the important thing.
Boy, oh boy. That was some fun, wasn't it?
Buzz Burbank is the diffuser.
The diffuser. Well, here's the deal. We got to the front page and want to thank them in Arlington for their hospitality.
Very nice.
They were
great
very,
food.
Very nice. We had a good chunk of folks there to say hello. And our group immediately went over to the like the back right-hand corner and set up shop with a table.
That's where they fed us.
A table that I did. And see, at that mode, I'm not really...
You weren't really hungry.
I'm not into food.
You wanted to socialize.
You were drinking your bread.
I was working the room,
Yes, you were.
Doing.
Well, that's good.
Skillfully.
I felt it necessary to work the entire room, and the vittles were good.
They were great.
See, I choose to work the room. Buzz chooses to work the Buzz base.
But then, as soon as we'd all gotten some fuel in our systems, we got up and we immediately started mingling and had a great time, met a lot of wonderful people.
Did everybody mingle?
Yeah, everybody
All
did.
I know, I remember certain things, and you can fill me in and feel free, because really, I think this is important. Since we're going to have the guy on from Intervention today.
Yeah, I think it's timely.
I think it's very important that you pass this along to me. I know that at one point BDK wanted to leave, and so did that. What is the black-haired guy?
Ryan, I think
the one
is
that all the
name?
Chicks love here.
The spiked hair, that's Ryan.
Is that Ryan?
Yeah, once he finally spoke, I found out he had some sort of ridiculous southern accent.
He is, and that adds to his charm with the ladies,
oh,
apparently.
Oh, I'm sure, because that makes everyone look smart.
So I forbade both Ryan and Kevin from leaving. You're not leaving.
That's how it
You're starts. Not leaving. We have a poker game to go to. You're not leaving now. You're not leaving.
And they're not going to leave.
At one point, I ordered a beer from the bartender, and I said, we have a tab over there. And he said, no, you have to go through your waitress. Perfectly reasonable request.
Sure.
Which I immediately turned in. Well, no. I don't understand
what
we're doing.
That was your declaration?
We're fine. Everything is fine.
You're
I don't
fine.
Understand why we have to do that. Okay. You just bring the whole group down here. Just promoting your restaurant on the air all the time.
That's all we're doing.
I understand why I can't get it from you. You just put it on her tab, and I can't do that. But maybe I speak to the manager. Maybe I can speak to the manager.
It was good that we had a limo.
And then the manager, oh, my God, yes, absolutely.
Please.
And then the manager came up to me and was just like, you know, is there some problem here? No.
Is there a problem here, sir?
He was actually very nice, and we chatted for a good long time.
Good.
Then I have to apologize to, I think, the Army guys. Were they Army or Marine?
Oh, I'm glad you got to
please
this part.
Please get it right.
All I know.
I told them we were going out to Good Guys, like with the limo. And then I had told Buzz, this is exactly the time frame. Buzz, correct me if I'm wrong with the amount of time that passed.
But, all right.
In 10 minutes, I went from saying to Buzz and then passing out, Buzz, we're going out all over town with it. You got to come with us. It's going to be great. We're going to. And then Buzz kind of rolls up to me and goes, well, a lot of the people want to go home. And I was like, yeah, me too.
Now, here's how it went down.
Was it kind of like that?
Very much
close?
Like that. 11:30 p.m., I come up to tell you that everybody's ready to pile in the limo and call it a night.
Excuse me, Buzz.
Yes?
Through 15 holes, Tiger Woods won over, Rocco Mediate even.
It's amazing. This is history in the making. Yeah, this is really, really big stuff. So,
go Rocco.
All right. You killed
I'm
the
sorry.
Music.
That was an important bulletin. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the update.
So it's 11:30. I come up to you. I say, everybody's ready to go. And you say, no, here's the deal. These four guys are now my best friends in the world. These four guys in the military. And we're going to take the limo and we're going to stay out all night and we're going to go clubbing. We're going to go to strip joints. We're going to hit every club in town. We're going to stay out all night.
Right.
And you were full of energy. So I began to gather people together to make other arrangements so that you would have the limo for you and your new best friend.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to do that.
And it was all taken care of. We were all good to go. And I got everybody piled into the limo. And I went back in to say goodnight to you, make sure you were okay, that you had plenty of cash on you.
Hold on a second. Did you notice the little conjuring that just happened there?
I did not.
He said he wanted to make sure that we made other arrangements.
Uh-huh.
But then he said he got everybody piled into the limo.
Well, but I thought you were going to get the limo.
Exactly. So you asked Mr. Burbank. I was confused
there?
By his statement
now,
just there.
Some of the other people left. Maybe I'm not telling it right. Some of the other people left.
You know, you weren't exactly completely without alcohol yourself.
Actually, but I was fine at this point, and we had made other transportation arrangements for everybody else, and it was at that
Segway
point.
So
scooter.
Everybody that was in the limo at that point was kind of ready to roar.
Although many people had gotten their own rides, their own safe rides at that point.
Okay.
So it was just down to a few of us.
Who were the remaining people?
And what was the time frame? Because I ducked out about 9.
This was 11:30, and it wasn't even 10 minutes later. It was 5 minutes later. I went back, and you weren't standing with your new best friends from the military anymore. You were sitting in a leather chair, beginning to nod just a little bit.
Oh, those chairs, they looked awfully comfortable.
And so I came up, and I said, are you okay? Do you need any money? You're set with the limo? And you said,
planning to split?
Yeah, we were getting ready. I had actually another ride on the way to pick us up.
Oh, but then you came in the limo once you figured out that I was going home, too.
Once the arrangements had changed again, and you looked up from the leather chair and said to me, how much room you got? Is there room for one more? I said, absolutely. He said, come on, let's go. So then we got everybody in the limo. I canceled the other transportation arrangements, and away we went.
Fatigue. That's it. I mean, it had begun. It was a very long week.
You know, long day.
Classic enemies, fatigue and alcohol.
A very long week and a very long day. And, well, because I have an announcement to make.
Yeah?
look, we've had a lot of fun doing this, I think we've done it for like three weeks in a row. But the time has come. I mean, you can't get crazy. We're doing it again this Friday.
Good. Good-o.
Big O and Dukes again will be the guests on the show on Friday. Mm-hmm. And the even better news than this, if you enjoyed meeting the Buzz Babes last Friday, you will enjoy meeting the next nine.
The next wave.
Or the next wave. You know, usually, you got about, what, out of 11, we had five show up for the Friday show. And that's usually the 50% mark.
It's about good.
So
it's
out of
about
nine, good. I'd say we'll get three or four. Maybe, you know, by this time on Friday, more Buzz Babes will be coming in.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we see no reason to stop it.
No, we're having too much fun.
There's really no reason
to stop
it.
Everybody's having too much fun who's involved in it.
I know on Friday's show we discussed the uniforms for the Buzz Babes. If you have a tip or a suggestion, legitimate, please, about what you would like to see, and please don't say cellophane or whipped cream anymore. We'd like you to send that to...
That sure is funny, Mike.
Omera.
Why'd you dress them in cellophane?
At WJFK.com.
More than just ideas about what they can wear, where should we round up this clothing from? That's what we need to know, because we have some pretty good ideas of what we want to see them in.
I remember the lady from Friday's show that had the suggestion about going to the cheerleading supply store.
Right.
That's a really good idea. Right. We want to have one light cheerleader outfit for certain functions, sporting event type events.
Sure.
And then we want to have like the black mini skirt, maybe Armani suit type of look.
Right.
Something like that, or little black mini dresses.
Or like church socials.
About church socials and
all
that.
What was the email again, Mike?
The email is omera@wjfkfm.com.
FM, don't forget the FM, folks.
Yes, omera@wjfkfm.com. Send us your suggestions and or where we can go to do this. And Beth Ann is, you want me to wrap it up? I love that. Is that a lovely way to tell me to break?
I think it
is that
is
a
time.
Sweet, lovely, nice way?
It was gentle.
Yes,
all I see is like a ghost.
She gives
coming
me a little.
In.
She gives me a little legal procedure move with her fingers. There,
the door slowly opens and Mike's eyes drift left.
All right, we'll get more. We'll get more on this coming up. We've got our very first buzz of the afternoon. Jeff Van Vonderon. He is from A&E's Intervention. We're going to have a serious discussion with this guy.
I hope we would.
A wonderful show on A&E. I don't know if anybody's gotten a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. It's called Intervention, and they actually take their cameras and follow these things live.
It's a million
questions for this guy. Yes,
and they for you.
You'll find it hysterically funny.
It's funnier than The Office.
Also, today on today's show, as opposed to yesterday on today's show, how you could receive $1 million with an authentic picture of Bigfoot. So that's what's coming up on the program. Because I want to, and I'm not tired of it yet, we got the updated version. We're going to play Password today.
Cool.
So all that and more fun and more thrills. Hi to the people in Washington, incidentally. Give us a holler.
What?
Call us sometime. 877-365-3636. Not that I don't like Spokane and Modesto and Northern California.
Oh, Washington, D.C.
Hi to everybody at the front page, too. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Washington, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. You got a great show here. We'll be right after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.